There's been a lot of indecision with respect to the direction in markets this week, and things have come to a bit of a halt. The big question is whether or not this halt is just a consolidation in favor of a continuation of the prevailing trends of higher stocks and a lower US dollar, or if we're on the verge of a more significant reversal, one that would be risk-off in nature. The market has been feeling good about the outlook towards the end of the pandemic, and there's a lot of relief now that we have a vaccine. But at the same time, cases are still ticking up, lockdown measures are still in place, and we still need to worry about the fallout to the global economy when we do finally push past this. At the moment, the wind has been blowing a little more in the risk-off direction. The dollar has been better bid today, and we're also seeing some region-specific currency weakness. The euro is off a little more on comments from ECB Viroy about negative effects of a higher euro exchange rate, and the euro is also thinking about the political instability in Italy. The pound has come off a bit too on broad dollar demand, but is still outperforming on a relative basis in the aftermath of BOE Governor Bailey's dismissing the prospect for negative rate policy the other day. There has been chatter about the Fed possibly moving towards a taper later this year, which would not be a welcome development for investors, but as of yet, we haven't heard anything that would suggest the Fed will be moving in this direction. We will hear from more Fed officials today. Otherwise, the focus of the calendar will be about digesting data in the form of initial jobless claims and inflation out of the U.S. That's all for now.